Now, first of all, no sound without silence. It's actually quite a statement, but what does it mean?
It's funny because we've been asking everybody what it kind of means to them. And I really enjoyed the fact that the title is quite provocative and makes you think. What it means to us is we believe that you need time to contemplate before you can make a sound. And it's kind of the same thing as you need to think before you speak. We were to some extent kind of overexposed back home in the UK and Ireland with being on The Voice and being omnipresent in touring and on television. So this past year we just took everything back and we just went back to being a band again, and that was really important for us to have that silence, radio silence as we call it, in between making albums, because we really do feel like you need time to go away and think about what you're going to write and what you're coming back to the industry to say, because again The Script aren't a band that can stand there and just sing mindless pop songs and throw your hands in the air like you just don't care types of songs. So we really need to think about what we want to say before we come back out with an album. So that's what No Sound Without Silence means to us.
That's exactly what I thought this morning when I was listening to the album. I thought, oh god, these guys are an absolute hit machine. They've never stopped.
Thank you.
It's like one album after the other after the other after the other, and I thought, like, how on earth can you still deliver? Because even if I do a job from 9 to 5 every day, at some point you go like, listen, I've had enough, leave it.
I think it's just a testament to all the lads in the band. Even we're honestly, I think we're even hungrier today than we were before we started. We've nothing's ever come easy to this band, but we've never been scared of hard work. And hard work to us is just writing songs. We love, absolutely love what we do, and we're very blessed that we're in a position to do it. So people are really investing in us as songwriters, so we really feel it's our duty to spend a lot of time on the songs and really try and give everybody the good value for money when they buy an album. I know people aren't really buying albums anymore, but it still doesn't stop us from trying to make a great one, so we're just happy for all the support too.
I mean, also the album, listening to it, I think there are about 3 or 4 love songs on it. The rest is like a lot of songs about battles and about battling with yourself, fighting your way free. Why?
I guess that's because they're the common themes that are running through the world right now. I think it's, for want of a better phrase, the world is a scary place to be right now. Every time you turn on the news, there's some other travesty or some other country's, going to war with another. And, it seems to be a constant theme and a constant thread. And I know a lot of people are scared these days, I know obviously we are The Script and we are, living the life right now, but it doesn't stop us from getting very worried and it also being on our minds and, trying to write for the people that we love. And I think these are common themes that just go through life, and hence they end up in our music, being shielded from the world. If you can't be shielded, then trying to take that pain, turn it into power. We've also got other songs in there like Army of Angels, which is like, the world is a war zone, but I've got a shield. I won't surrender because your love feels like an army of angels. These are little things that, music is such a backdrop of today, that I think that if people hear these words in a small sense, maybe one or two people get what we wanted to, the meaning to be, and maybe it makes their life easier, because it sure as hell made ours.
What about yourself? Are you still able to paint any town green? Because you don't have time for yourself at all. I was listening to that song going,
We ran out of red paint, so green was the only colour they had left in the shop.
Honestly, have you got time for, can you still have fun with it?
Lately, absolutely, yeah.
Lately we haven't been able to go out because we are working so much and we have complained about it quite a lot. But when we do have time, we certainly enjoy pretty much every city that we go to. We're probably wanted in most bars around the world.
What about your family, girlfriends, wives? Are they about to kill you any minute? Like, when are you going to stay home for one day?
Yeah. I've just realised a massive one this time around. We're on album 4 and we're about to embark on another tour. And I was talking to another friend in a band and his sister was next to me. And I just said, I was telling him, oh no, you got to do it. You got to go away. You got to do this. You got to chase it. You got to make sure you make hay while the sun is shining. And his sister said, what about us? I went, who? And he says, his family. And I went, ooh. And he goes, yeah, we want to see him too, you know. It's not just him. It's okay for him to go in. I suddenly realised that you forget about the family that, you know, it's up to they want to see you too. It's not just about you running around the world chasing your career. So, yeah, they get a little bit annoyed and want to see us and want to hang out with us. But you know what? The worst thing is when we were at home, that we were annoying them even more because they wanted us to be on the road. So, you know, I think we're worse when we're home.
I guess it sounds like crazy. I mean, for you, Danny, especially, you've been on The Voice UK and doing that. Is it hard for you, like, to coach new talent, thinking of how hard it is at the moment within the music industry?
Yeah, it is. You know, I think the one thing I probably taught them over anything else, more importantly than singing, more importantly than songs, was being a nice person. That's what I found. I kept repeating over and over again, because to be honest, there really isn't that much difference in talent between the bands that are out there. It just seems to be the ones that, you know, and we've been in the industry a long time now, but the ones that everybody loves and respects and still wants to support are the ones that were the nicest all the way through the years. You're not saying the nicest, you don't have to be like, you know, Mr. Happy-Go-Lucky, but, you know, just genuinely being a decent person, you know, not being a diva, not being any of these things, because the road is very, 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 very long, which I don't think a lot of young acts realise that, you know, they kind of think they get their 15 minutes of fame and they can, you know, talk to anybody the way they like and, you know, because they've seen it on television. Well, it's a whole different thing, you know, when you look behind the curtain. So, that was kind of my advice. Yeah, it was hard kind of taking on 12 people every year and trying to coach them. And obviously that was their dream, was to go on a TV show. So, you know, I was just there to facilitate it, you know, try and help them pick the right songs. Some of them picked the right songs. Some of them wanted to go with their own choices. And you've kind of fallen by your own sword. But again, I was very blessed that both of my finalists were still the only two off the show in the UK that have entered both their albums into the top 10. So I think kind of my job is done right now.
I think what made you sustain is also the versatility. I think everyone was quite surprised, at least outside of the UK, when you brought out Hall of Fame the other year, 2013, with Will I Am, because it was so different. I think it made it happen from being the old band that brings out an album every 2 years to a band that actually does something. Did you expect that?
No, it was, you know, we just wanted to collaborate, I guess, and that song was already written, and we were playing our album to Will. It was in between one of the shootings of The Voice, and we played the song to him, and he literally flipped out over the song and wanted it for his album. And I was like, oh, we were really kind of tossing and turning, saying, you know, will we give it to him, will we not? And then I just suggested, you know, why don't we get on it together? And it just seemed like a really easy thing to do. So we went to his hotel room, and he had a recording studio in his hotel room, and we just recorded the vocals there and took it back to the studio and mixed it. And that's the song you hear today. So it was incredible to know that Will did those vocals in his hotel room. Literally, I think he had a towel placed around the microphone as a pop shield. But yeah, we knew it was special, but we didn't really understand, you know. Right now it's at something like 160 million views on YouTube. So, you know, with those types of numbers, once you get past, you know, 10 million, I'm just like, you know, it's all pie in the sky to me, you know. Can't count, yeah.
But you didn't actually, that it wasn't your intention to sound like the guy from the Scorpions on that song, is it? A bit like, who in the Hall of Fame? And I'm like kind of, in the window of change. I don't know. Kind of gave you a Scorpions impression there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't make the same comparison. Sorry.
I actually don't know who the Scorpions are.
Better for you.
Yeah. Are they one of your favourite bands?
No.
I believe they got a bit of a sting in the tail anyway, so.
No, they had a humongous hit all over the world called Wind of Change.
Oh, I know them. The Wind of course. Change.
Exactly.
I love that band. Yeah, actually.
Take me to the magic of a moment on a dark night. Now you have to relive it again.
Wind of Change. Wonderful. What is next? Are we going to, can we expect some live shows, anything happening within the next, let's say, few months or something?
Yeah, you know, we like to do a small round of shows before we take on something large. Again, it's just to feel the love out there and for us to also give back and make sure that we stay grounded, because we grew up playing those small clubs and keeping that energy there. We're going to launch our arena tour very, very soon. Actually, over this weekend, we're going to announce the dates very soon. So hopefully people can look out for us coming to some of the areas and cities near you.
Christmas, where are you going to be? Dublin?
We don't know yet, because Christmas, when you release a record, usually has TBC next to it. Yeah.
Which does mean you could be in Australia, America, anywhere.
It means anything, you know. And for us, we never know. We were being told we'll get to go home, but then also I've seen the diary and it looks like we're working all the way up to the 23rd. So I don't know.
I thought,
you know,
TBC was the Bahamas coast.
No.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah. Have a wonderful, wonderful day in Berlin.
Thank you so much.
It was wonderful to speak to you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your support.
Thanks a lot.